Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Sean Allen. You are now tapped into ASAP. I have my beautiful, lovely co-host, my partner in crime, my partner in business. She taught me a lot of what I know. Queen from the Queen's Boudoir.
Hey! It's your girl, Queens.
Queen from Queens, right?
Queen from Queens, representing for the Queen's Boudoir.
I'm excited about the Queen's Boudoir.
I'm excited about the Queen's Boudoir as well. Thank you so much for being an amazing producer.
And engineer,
and
shout out to me.
Agreeing to deal with my nutty ass.
Now, you're extremely talented. You've been in this space on a back and front end for, you know, over a decade.
Yeah.
I started, you know, this transition in the space with you.
Yes.
You helped me a lot and shit. And just, you know, people need to hear your voice and people need to see your face. And you have the reach, you have the education, you have the personality, you have the businesses. I could just hype you up.
Oh, thank you. No, but yeah, I've been doing podcasts before podcasts were.
Well, we both have.
Yeah, but yeah. I've been doing it before you guys even started doing it. I've been doing podcasts. I actually was used to be live every Monday in the Bronx at this studio called the Matrix Studio in 2009, and my show was called The Queen of the Wink. Mondays, every Monday at 8 o'clock. And when I tell you the amount of people that will come in my room, it was tremendous. Thousands of people used to tune in every single Monday just to watch me pop shit. That's all. It feels good. And then Sean and I, we worked on a podcast for Black Hollywood Live, which was super awesome. If anybody knows Sean, they know that Sean loves to cause confusion on purpose to get a conversation going.
Because exactly.
Yeah, it's to get a conversation going. And we had a great time with that as well. We did Black Hollywood Live together along with someone by the name of Jesse Janity. And now here we are back full circle, but this time Sean Allen has his show and he is the producer of my show.
Producer and engineer.
Well, go ahead and go on then.
You gotta say it right because I'm doing these cuts and these edits too. You know?
Yes, you are. And so. It's very, very good. I'm super excited to have you in this chapter. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Like I was saying before, and the people who, you know me in real life and kind of know both of our journeys, but know my journey more so, they know that you have been very instrumental in me on the front end of this media space. Because, Black Hollywood Live, who have we interviewed?
Oh, wow. Nicole Scherzinger, Jermaine Dupri. What's her name? The singer, the one who used to go with Jason Derulo.
Oh, Jordan Sparks.
Shout out to Jordan Sparks.
You know, homie.
We used to always have like amazing Tank. We had, just to name a few, we always had like amazing guests who
and
were
what
coming.
What award shows did we do?
Red carpets. We did BET Awards for sure. That was one of the awards that
we used to do
all the time.
A highlight. Because I got to do the, I was in a press room at the BET Awards.
Yes.
And I interviewed Empire twice. The people, when Empire was hot.
Yeah. So it was really cool. We've had a great journey and hopefully... this new journey will be even more exciting because now we have complete control of what we're doing. So I'm excited for it.
Definitely. And again, you have something to say. You're educated. You've been in this game, front end and back end. Stylist, hairstylist, personality, radio, TV personality. You've done it all. And then you just about your business and your empire and your brand, just a queen brand in general from, you know, the lingerie line to the hair to the photography, just everything you do is just quality shit. So I'm like, okay, who better do I partner up with in this new venture than Queen?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
You know what it is? The crazy thing is, you guys make me fucking do this because of my personality.
Right.
Somebody is always like, Queen, come on now. You know you need to be doing this. You know you need to be on TV. You know you need. I'd be like, yo, I'm just trying to fucking comb hair and keep it moving. But I do love making people happy. I do love making people laugh. And I actually love popping shit and talking. I really do. I talk a lot. I'm really into it. And I think that at the end of the day, a lot of people will definitely be able to relate to me because I keep it 100. I'm not fronting for nobody. I have nothing to hide.
Right.
And I say the things that people are afraid to say. So I think,
and I think we both have that in common.
We do, yeah. Your shit though, yo, Sean will make you literally pull your hair out. Like, why did he say that? But it's to call. It's to
thought provoking
for sure. You definitely do a lot of things that are thought provoking. For me, I do things that sometimes make people clutch their pearls. Like, oh my god, did she just say it? But then they keep wanting more, and that's something that you will definitely be getting on the Queen's Boudoir. So that's what I'm really excited about for you guys to check out the Queen's Boudoir because, oh my god, we're gonna have so many amazing topics. Some topics may be serious, some may not, you know what I mean? But with me, you just never know. We're going to have amazing guests, and a lot of times it'll be just me venting and talking, and that's where you guys come in. I need for you guys to, you know, people who would listen to the show, yo, write questions, write things down that you topics that you want to hear me discuss. You know what I mean?
Where can they submit the topics and shit?
I mean, they could submit the topics. They can even, when they hit it up on Apple, like when they subscribe on Apple, they can write the review.
Or they can hit you up on Instagram.
Or hit me up on Instagram at Queen's Boudoir, the Queen's Boudoir _, and or my regular Instagram at Queen Wink. But yo, like, it's an open book. I really don't have nothing to hide. Sean know that, right, Sean?
So what are the guys? Can I say niggas?
You can say niggas, motherfucker.
Okay, so what are the niggas gonna get from listening to the Queen's Boudoir? Because what I wanna hear from the Queen's Boudoir, that first of all, the name is just sexy as fuck. But I wanna hear like the secrets. I wanna hear what like women actually talk about when the guys are not in the room.
Oh, girl talk.
You know what I mean? Oh. I wanna know like what turns you on, what turns you off. You know what I mean? Like, do you like a man who cooks? And
yes,
you know, I want to. So is it, can, what are guys going to get listening?
Okay,
to?
So what guys are going to get are definitely some pointers and some truth from us women, because women, see, what men don't understand is women are way more nastier than them. So we talk about penis and vagina and sex and orgasms and all types of crazy shit all the time. So when we're together, we're discussing things that men really have absolutely no clue that we're discussing, because it's kind of frowned upon because they feel like women shouldn't be talking nasty, but we're very fresh and we're very nasty. So you'll also get pointers on things that you should, that men really need to start paying attention to when it comes to women. A lot of men ignore the signs that women try to give them because I honestly believe that they just don't know. So there will be things that we'll talk about, and hopefully men will take like, oh, okay, so that's what she mean. It's so many things and so many subjects that we are going to go over, like lingerie, like sex, like relationships, right. Nagging, women nagging, men really being the calmest species, but we're the ones who drive y'all crazy. And I'll tell you about that. You'll hear about that on my first episode, because I had an epiphany. Myself and one of my friends, we had an epiphany, and I was analyzing like crazy. But I will discuss that. You'll have to tune in to hear about that one.
Okay, so I just want to know about the sex and the nagging.
Yeah.
So okay, so that's. I think a lot of guys are going to reel a lot of guys in. And, you know, you talked about the first episode. You got some sexy guests.
Yes.
You got some sexy ass friends.
Yes.
So I definitely think that this would be a tool for men and women.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
For both, because sure.
What would a woman get from the Queen's Boudoir?
I think what women will get from the Queen's Boudoir is owning your sexy.
Okay, I like that.
Owning your sexy, not being afraid to love the skin you're in. I'm a curvy girl. I'm not a size 2, okay. But I'm a curvy girl, but I am also very sexy. I am someone who loves the skin that I'm in. I'm someone who's confident when it comes to any type of sexual encounters. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
I just want women to not be afraid and not be ashamed to say what they want. And say what they expect, what the expectations are from a man in the boudoir.
Okay.
So, you know, in the boudoir, honey, don't be afraid to take control if this person you feel isn't doing what he needs to do.
Okay. I like the way that sound. Mm-hmm. So what is going to be the takeaway from the Queen's Boudoir?
The takeaway from the Queen's Boudoir, once people listen and get into the show, I think people are going to look at it like, yo, she is cool as fuck. I am obsessed with her and I need to listen to what she's going to talk about next week, because you never fucking know. And I am definitely like a fucking tornado. I am a whip, a tornado. I come in, I shake things up, and then I roll on out. So, I mean, I think that you guys are going to get a lot from the show. I love to shake things up. I'm not afraid to talk about subjects that may be serious to some, subjects that may be uncomfortable to some. I'm just an open book and I really have nothing to lose. I mean, nothing to hide, you know?
That's dope. And I kind of get that vibe, you know, from the few questions I've asked you. Mm-hmm. And kind of what I, as a male, listening to the Queen's Boudoir, as a future listener and subscriber to the Queen's Boudoir, again, you guys make sure you subscribe on Apple and follow on Spotify, the Queen's Boudoir. don't forget that 5-star rating as well.
And leave, I have to drop that. We got to get comment. Paid. Leave a but, comment and a question if you have any.
Definitely. But I feel like as a male, if, you know, I would actively listen to the Queen's Boudoir to kind of get some secrets and tips on, or just listen to the girl talk, you know what I mean? So, like, it'll make me a little bit more sensitive to what I'm going through at home with my girlfriend or my wife. Mm-hmm. And kind of, you know, I think I'm sold, you know what I mean? Even though I'm the producer and engineer of the show, I think that it definitely is something that I would tune into, because I listened to another podcast, which I'm no free advertisement, but I listened to another podcast with two women, and it's female driven. It's very nasty, actually. It's a female driven podcast, and I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what y'all really be doing.
Women are very fresh.
Yeah,
women are very fresh. We talk amongst each other, and we really do not have anything to hide. So if you want to hear some raunchiness, or if you want to hear, but the thing is, I'm going to have it from a male and female perspective. I'm going to have guests. So I will definitely have, of course, mainly myself. It'll be mainly myself, but then I'm going to have my moments where I'm going to want my girls to come through one or two or three. It depends on how I'm feeling. And then you're going to get things from a female perspective. And then I may have some guys who I want to come through and get their perspective. Like I got, oh my God, like one of my homies, Sayari. I can't wait. I hope he can't come on my show. Sayari is one. That's my nigga. Yo, shout out to Sayari. I would love for him to come on the show because bitches love him and he's so smooth with his shit. So I know that it'll be a great journey for him to come and have female and male perspectives when it comes to certain things with relationships, with fucking, with sucking, with staying, dating, with so many different things, because the crazy thing is everybody's trying to understand each individual sex. Men are trying to understand women. Women are trying to understand men.
We have some trans listeners.
Transgender, trying to understand transgenders. I mean, lesbians are trying to understand lesbians. Gay men are trying to understand gay men. I mean, it's just like everybody is just trying to understand everybody that they're dealing with.
To hear this full episode, make sure you follow the link in the description. Or search The Queen's Boudoir on Spotify and Apple.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.